Hi, my name is Mark Farrell, and I've been coaching mobile DJs for the last 15 years. To date, about 1,400 of them in the UK, in Canada, in Australia, and all over the United States. A Marbeca Method workshop is a sanctuary. It's a pressure cooker. It's a creative space and a refuge. It's a comedy club, and it's an exclusive group. It's a safe place. A Marbeca workshop is a place where professional performers come to exercise, grow, discover, and experiment. You won't find people here who are not professional. You won't find people who are not striving, achieving, practicing an art, practicing their craft. You won't find amateurs learning a new routine or a skit. What you will find are people who are intensely learning about movement, stage presence, vocal skills, specifics of role, emotional connection, and elevating the experience of an audience, any audience. You'll study professional entertainers and begin to understand the nuance and all of the many components to a successful performance. You'll work harder than you've ever worked at your craft before. And most importantly, you'll walk away elated with the tools necessary to go well beyond anything you've ever imagined you could do. And that's just the beginning. There's more after that. In February and March, we are offering 5 workshops. Well, excuse me, actually, 2 are already sold out, but you can still attend our Silver Master of Ceremonies workshop, February 16th and 17th, our Bronze Level Master of Ceremonies workshop on February 27th and 28th, and our Gold Level Master of Ceremonies workshop on March 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.markferrell.com/shop. That's www.markferrell.com/shop. All Las Vegas workshops will be held at the Homewood Suites in Henderson, Nevada. Rebecca and I look forward to seeing you in Las Vegas.
You're listening to the DJ Idea Sharing Podcast Network.
The warmest of greetings. I'm Mike Fernino. You are listening to the DJ Idea Sharing Podcast Network. So tell me, what's your look? Your unique brand. Everyone wants to have their own unique look, and that starts with your presentation. Your gear doesn't have to be set in the background, or hid underneath a facade, or behind some type of apparatus, especially not tossed onto a table with the wires hanging everywhere. No, don't do that. The topic that we're going to speak of today is very near and dear to my heart, because when I was only 16, just getting started as a DJ, my father made me a beautiful custom DJ table. And it was the coolest thing ever. The table could be carried in with handles, and then the bottom would come out, and it would remove and become a shelf for the amplifiers. And then legs would finally pop out to create a self-standing system. The turntables were floated on springs, and they were flush-mounted into the table with a mixer, overhang lamps, and even lighted levels, so we could just make sure those records were balanced just right. We call those vinyl for some of you younger guys. Anyway, it was an amazing custom case, and that allowed me to stand out and be different from every other DJ. Plus, my setup and breakdown was so much faster versus putting the gear onto the tabletop and having to run wires to each component. Today, on my podcast, we feature Mr. Danny Max from Max Design. Danny started out making custom and creative photo booth setups, but so many of his customers, they asked him, well, could you do a DJ table? And Danny said, yep. And so, that led to some super creative DJ consoles complete with laptop holders, flush mount controllers, and even LED lighting. So Danny is going to now talk with me in our conversation about Max Designs and their participation in the Mobile Entertainment Expo coming this February 2022 to Las Vegas and the South Point Casino Hotel. We talk Max at the Mex today on the DJ Idea Sharing Podcast Network. On the Zoom line today, I have Mr. Danny Max. Danny happens to be the proud owner of Max Design DJ and Photo Booth Gear. He's making all kinds of cool stuff. What's up, Danny?
Hey, not much, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. I wanted to chat today
about what seems to be the exploding DJ booth console industry that's going on that you're really doing well with. And I see your designs all over DJ Idea Sharing. I know that a lot of guys are jumping on, and they're cool. I mean, they look great. You could drop your favorite MIDI controller right in there, and it's got the computers and everything. So, you know, let's go to the beginning here. This is just recently exploded. Tell me how the whole thing started for you guys.
Yeah, well, so I've been in the entertainment manufacturing industry for about 4 years, selling photo booths and all different kinds of different photo booths, handhelds, stationary booths, roamers, all that. And a lot of my customers for the photo booths are DJs. And the DJs reached out to me, like, listen, can you build a DJ, a product for DJs? Can you build a DJ console? I was like, I don't know if that's really the industry. I'm really focused on photo booths. And it just got to be a lot of my customers asking me because they liked my style. They liked the way our photo booths looked, and they wanted a unified look across their brand. So I started development of the first Infinity console probably about a year and a half ago. And I took a lot that I learned in building photo booths and applied that to the consoles, as in the style, the curves I have, the fact that there's no exposed hardware. So it's just a nice, clean look. And that's kind of how the DJ side of my business got started.
And these are, I would imagine, customizable per customer, right?
Oh, absolutely. So they're customizable to a certain extent. So I call them, you know, semi-customizable. Meaning we can fit whatever controller you have in there. And what we'll do is we'll cut a custom top plate that pops in and out. So for example, we have currently two models of our Infinity console. We have a small version called the L, and we have a large version, which is called the XL. And you can fit anything up to the size of a DDJ 1000, and possibly I'm 99% sure that the new Pioneer Rev 7 will also fit in there. I'm just waiting to get my hands on one so I can just verify that. And then our larger console can literally fit any controller on the market, too. Turntables, Rain 12s, but then you can also put smaller stuff in there, too. What's really nice about the fact that we have those interchangeable top plates is you might have two controllers, or let's say a year down the road, you upgrade to a new controller. You don't have to buy a whole new console. You just have to buy a new top plate from us, and then you're able to use that other controller. So it gives the user a lot of different options and flexibility.
I was going to say, you better hope the Rev 7 fits in there.
Well, I got the dimensions. I got official dimensions from Pioneer, and it absolutely looks like it will fit. And my thing is, I just need to figure out if we need right angle plugs in the back or certain things like that. So I'm waiting to get my hands on one, which I'm told is coming. And I'll be able to verify that, but it's not much larger than the DDJ 1000. And I know the DDJ 1000 does fit really nicely in our smaller console.
And I know that the new controllers that are coming out are all self-sustained, don't even need a computer, but you do have the adapters to use laptops in this configuration with the console as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. We have a fully articulating laptop mount. So you can go front, back, left, right. You can put it in the center. You can adjust the tilt. You can move the whole thing up and down. And you can have one laptop stand on one side of the console. You can have another one on the other. Or you can decide I only use one laptop. You can put it on the left or the right-hand side. So again, flexibility is key with our products.
Do you find DJs wanting to keep the whole console in one piece and put wheels on it, wheel it in and out of the trailer? Are these broken down into carry bags for transport in and out of the facilities that they're working in?
So the best part about our console is the fact that we have cases specifically designed for these parts that protect them really, really well. Most of the cases we use are SKB cases. We did have to go custom for some of our products because SKB didn't make really an applicable size. And the way that these consoles assemble and disassemble, it literally will take you about a minute or two. Everything is internal latches. So you just have to latch it together. There's no screws. There's no tools. You need to run a couple XLR cables, latch everything together, and you're up and running. Literally, probably being able to push play within 10 minutes. So there's no need to keep it assembled because it's so quick and easy to set up.
And what we're looking at for lead time if somebody wants to order one. And Danny, what are the price points on these?
Yeah, definitely. So I was hoping we didn't touch that lead time thing. We've had some issues this year with lead time because of the supply chain has just been terrible. And that's in any industry, not just the DJ industry. So getting raw material has been tough. We have had an extended lead time for quite some time now. We're quoting about 10 to 12 weeks on products. The good news is we got all of our raw material in. We have all of our supplies. We just hired 2 new staff members. And we are starting to crank out products like you would not believe. So we're still currently quoting that 10 to 12 week because I'm a cautious person, but that lead time is going to be cut significantly down. And our goal is within the next, I'd say month or so, maybe 2 months, to be able to ship and fulfill within a couple days or a week.
And I'd mention we're recording this in February of 2022 in case anybody archives. It's like, huh? What?
Yes, yes, perfect. And then to touch base on, pricing, a console, there's so many different options. So it is hard to really quote a price, but you're looking whether you get a base model without cases, because you can get it without the cases, although I don't recommend it. Somewhere around $2,000, you add in accessories, you add it, go to our larger size, and the price does go up considerably. Consoles could, go for a fully loaded XL version, up to $3,500. But what you're paying for is a quality, really well-built product.
Not only that, it's also the display and the way that the consumer, the customer, the couple, whoever you're working for at these events, how they see you. It's all about the image, right?
Oh, 100%. I mean, that's the whole basis for this. I remember back, so I'll give a little bit of my history. I was a DJ a long time ago, and we're talking record days, we're talking CD days. And I had this gigantic SKB rolling rack that had all my amps. I had everything in it. I had the pop-up rack up top where I had my mixer. I had my dual CD player controllers. And I put a big clunky facade in front of it. And, I think back to those days and how much easier it is. And also the aesthetic look of these consoles. It wows your customers. Walking into a wedding and seeing that with the columns glowing and everything and the lights matching everything in the room, it's just such a different, unique look versus the more traditional where you have a rack or a table and you have a facade around it. It's just, it's kind of my style, and my style I'd like to adapt and put into my business.
Well, also, I know a lot of the trick DJs, the performer guys, I mean, they're going to have a more intimate connection with the audience because they could see. I mean, I remember the days with the big ginormous facades that were built with a window. The DJ would be in the center. It would, like, a lot of the bar mitzvah DJs, they'd be like in the window, uh-huh. And you wouldn't even see these guys. Or they'd have a ginormous setup with a facade, and then if you walked around the back, God forbid, it would just be this this mess of wires because they didn't need to do anything from a presentation standpoint. But oops, what happened if the bride came back there and saw your setup?
Correct. Yep, totally agree.
The DJ consoles kind of came from the photo booth part of your business. So let's talk about those. What are the most popular ones right now? I would imagine the pedestal podiums are still pretty hot.
Yeah, so what has been a huge seller for us is what we call our Curve Duo photo booth. What's really nice about our Curve Duo photo booth is the fact that it is a stationary pedestal booth, but it has a quick release handle, so you can take that top unit off, run it all on battery, and roam around with it. So now you have a roamer. So basically, you have 2 photo booths in one. And that's been a huge seller for us. We also, if you want, we just came out with these intelligent LED pillars. And we put a lot of programming, a lot of work into these pillars, and they are wirelessly synced with that top unit. So let's say a guest goes up and they hit touch photo on the screen. If you're using one of the 4 softwares that syncs with our device, which are the most popular ones on the market, it will automatically turn white when it's time to take the photo. It'll turn a different color when guests are entering their phone number to get their image. And these pillars will just wirelessly sync. It's the easiest thing in the world. They're just really, really neat. So we've been selling our Curve Duo photo booth with the removable top and our pillars. And a lot of people have been buying that as a set. We still sell a lot of our DSLR photo booths, our other iPad booths. Those are still extremely popular, but I wanted to highlight kind of our flagship photo booth.
So being that it is February of 2022, and I will end up dating this this episode by saying MEX is coming up and Photo Booth Expo is coming up February 21st through the 24th in Las Vegas, which you'll be there and participating. So Max is going to MEX. Tell me about the show and what your plans are. Are you going to have product on both of the show floors, the DJ end and the photo booth end?
Yes. So we've been going and exhibiting at Photo Booth Expo for many years now. I'm super excited that it's now expanding into the DJ market as well, because that is exactly my brand, photo booth and DJ. So there's two separate show floors, basically, at Photo Booth Expo versus MEX. They're connected by an air wall. I made a deal with Rob, the gentleman running the show, that we won't close the air wall all the way. So my booth actually straddles both sides. So on the photo booth side, you're going to see all of our photo booths. On the DJ side, you're going to see all of our consoles, and we'll probably throw a photo booth on that side as well. This is a big show for us. We have a total of 1,300 square feet of equipment to fill up. I sent 4.5 pallets worth of gear over to Las Vegas. We are hosting the official DJ stage on the show floor. So DJs that are been selected, they're going to perform at our booth. We're also the DJ equipment sponsor for the opening night party. We're the photo booth sponsor for the opening night party. And we're also providing the DJ equipment and furniture, DJ furniture, meaning my consoles, I refer to it as furniture, for the Wednesday night party. So you're going to see a huge presence from Max Design at this show, much larger than anyone that we've done in the past.
You're all in. Drinks are on Danny.
100% all in. We're just super excited about the show. We're bringing 8 staff with us. And if you get to us early enough at the show, we also brought a whole bunch of Max t-shirts to give out. So make sure to stop by to get one of those.
DJs love t-shirts. Make sure you bring a lot of double X.
We got some of the larger sizes. That's my size myself, so I make sure to get plenty of those.
DJ conventions, you can't give small or medium out there. They're very few. Last thing I want to hit on was I did see an advertisement that you put up at DJ Idea Sharing talking about the demo units. You want to clarify that a little bit on the podcast here? So are you going to be getting rid of the product right there, like cash and carry?
Yeah, so I'll touch that first. I also, if you don't mind, want to just touch base on another product that we're releasing at the show.
Yeah.
So if you don't mind, I'd like to discuss that first.
Bring it. Yep.
We designed a whole new DJ console. So we have our Infinity DJ console, and now we have a new one that's dropping at the show. And it's based on feedback from our customers and some stuff that they would have preferred or wanted in their version of the console. So one of the really neat things or things that people said was, well, I really would like to be able to store a little bit more gear in here. And some DJs said, you know, I don't like the fact that it's 2 columns because people can see my legs. I think just iron your pants. But, you know, the other thing is, where do we put some additional gear? So we designed a DJ console that is kind of that single pedestal style. But what's really nice about it, we made sure to make it wide enough so you can put your own rack in there. So you can put, you know, a standard SKB rack with any of the equipment you want sitting inside there, and it's hidden from the view of your guests. It's really neat, and I don't want to give too much information about it yet, but the way that it folds up and packs down and everything is really pretty revolutionary, something that you have not seen anywhere else on the market. So we're incredibly excited to point that out and to demo that product at the show, and it'll be fully released, so we'll be taking orders for that product. And then if you have any questions about that, I'm glad to answer it. If not, I'll move on and I'll touch base about the floor models, which you asked about.
I'm just going to leave the air of mystery over the unit. And I guess you'll have to go to Vegas to the Mobile Entertainment Expo to find out for yourself. There you go.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're super excited about that. So to touch back on your other questions, we typically do not sell our floor models at shows, because we do so many shows throughout the year. We're almost at a trade show or expo every single month for the remainder of 2022. So to rebuild them each time versus just ship it from show to show doesn't always make the most sense. But we packed so much gear at this show, and we decided we're just gonna go ahead and sell a good portion of what we have at the show. At this point, a lot of the stuff is already pre-sold. We anticipate to probably pre-sell everything before the show starts. So if you want, reach out to me. But if we have a few items that aren't pre-sold yet. We definitely will be selling them at the show.
I know I want to get my hands on the Max coffee bar personally. Pretty cool stuff.
I love that thing. I'm a big coffee drinker, so it was fun to set up in the office.
All right, give your website and all your information so the listeners of this program who are now really excited about checking things out, how they can get in contact with you and make some orders.
Definitely, absolutely. So our website is really easy to remember. It's simply dannymax.com. dannymax.com. We have older URLs. Those were still redirect there as well, but that's just the simplest one. Send me a friend request on Facebook. I communicate and talk with a lot of my customers just through Facebook. I have a very active Facebook profile where I'm always teasing products or I'm, you know, showing different things. We manufacture every single thing in-house here. So a lot of times I go live and you can see our CNC machines running and the assembly process. And it's just really neat to stay in touch that way and get a little glimpse into our business.
Sounds great. I wish you safe travels out to Vegas. I look forward to seeing you there and happy hunting. But I know you're going to do great. It's going to be a great show for you, no doubt.
It's shaping up to be a huge show this year. So I'm incredibly excited. Looking forward to seeing you. Looking forward to seeing our current customers and hopefully acquiring a lot of new customers.
That sounds awesome. Danny, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
The DJ Idea Sharing Podcast is brought to you by NLFX Professional and Promo Only.